Welcome everyone. This is an overview of how you can quickly and easily create an Azure mobile service locally. You don't need an Azure subscription to play with this. First, you'll have to ensure that you're using the latest version of Visual Studio. Next, choose File, New, Project. And under C#, you'll see an option that says Cloud, Windows Azure Mobile Service. Pick that. It doesn't matter what name you give it at this point, and later if you want, when you publish your Azure Mobile Service, you can pick an appropriate name. In this next dialog, just accept all the defaults. Hit OK again, and Visual Studio will create a project for your mobile service. Once it is finished generating the project, you'll have everything you need to implement a simple to-do list as a mobile service, and you can use this to start developing on your local machine. Hit the Internet Explorer Run button at the top of your window, or Chrome, if that's your default browser, and you can test this out. Visual Studio starts up an instance of IIS Express with your project running in it, and you can hit the Try It Out button to see what was generated for you and actually use this service. You'll see a list of any tables you've defined, as well as any APIs you've developed. The default project provides you a job and the to-do item table interface. Here you will see the standard CRUD operations. Create is post, read is get, update is patch, and delete is, well, of course, delete. To demonstrate what this API documentation page can do for you, we'll choose to do a get on all of the to-do items by clicking on that link. And you're presented with an example of what the response will look like. Hit try this out, and then send. The service returns you some data that appears in the body section. This is in the JSON format and contains the values of the data that's in the table. Returning back to Visual Studio, let's see where and how the table gets defined. Under the Data Objects folder, you will see the class ToDoItem. This class defines the table in the database and is used to create these columns in the backend database. Notice that you don't see the ID and other fields we saw in the output of the test we just did. Those are defined in the Entity Data class, which we derive from, and we'll talk about that at a later date. Here's the controller for ToDoItem. The table controller is how Mobile Services presents this table as a REST-based OData interface that we can access through things like Internet Explorer and any code that can issue HTTP, HTTPS calls. You can see the post, get, patch, and delete HTTP verbs being implemented in this file. The controller is also where you can inspect and do things to the data before it is stored and or affect queries against the data. The .NET backend for mobile services uses the Entity Framework model, and if you're familiar with Entity Framework, the DB set for the to-do items is stored in this context class under the Models folder. Next, we will go through adding your own class. This will show you how mobile services will handle creating the backing table and how you can expose this data very easily through the table controller. I learned best through example, so I love the fact that we have the to-do item example to follow. Under the Data Objects folder, I will add a class called Guitar that will represent my guitar information in the database. Simply right-click on Data Objects, choose Add Class. I'll get rid of these statements because I don't need them for what I'm doing. And as we saw in the to-do item, we'll derive off of Entity Data class and resolve the reference by right-clicking it and choosing Resolve. Next, I will add two properties, string properties, called Name and Manufacturer. Now that we've done this, we've put in place what is needed to create the backing table in our database, and this gives us a class we can use for more advanced operations through the DB set we will create. Now to expose this through our mobile service, all we have to do is implement a table controller. Right-click on the controllers folder, and choose Add Controller. Scroll down and pick Windows Azure Mobile Services Table Controller and hit Add. For the model class, we'll choose the model we just created. The data context will be the only one we have in our project, and we'll hit Add. To see this in action, run the project as we did before, and we'll try it out. You can see the guitar table has appeared. As before, you'll see the CRUD operations are available. We will choose Post to create a new entry, and the screens will walk you through what the format should be to add an item to this table. I will change the name to SG and manufacturer to Gibson. The other information I will not provide, as the database will do that for me. As you can see, it did create the entry in the database for us, and the fields I left off were added when the guitar was inserted. I hope you enjoyed this video on how you can quickly and easily create a mobile service to expose your data and develop locally with mobile services.